On University of Dayton Week, social media can be leveraged in positive ways during a crisis. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Hamid Zulbanin, Associate Professor of Information Systems and Business Analytics, explains how.
When COVID-19 first hit, we didn't know all the symptoms right away. The delay meant people were out interacting, unknowingly spreading the virus. Social media can help solve this problem by letting people share their experiences right away. That way, health officials can spot emerging patterns much faster. To explore this idea, we analyzed more than 95,000 tweets posted between January and March 2020. Users mentioned symptoms like fever, cough, and loss of taste or smell. By mid-March, all the key symptoms were already being discussed on Twitter. This was weeks before health organizations like the CDC had released its complete list. This shows real-time information from social media could be a powerful tool during health crises. People share their experiences right away, and that data could help health officials recognize new symptoms much faster. While official confirmation is still important, social media could act as an early warning system. This method has been used before in drug safety, where social media helps detect side effects early. If health organizations collect and analyze this kind of data, they can respond more quickly. Our study suggests that if social media had been used better during COVID-19, we might have slowed the spread. This isn't just a lesson for now. It could reshape how we manage health crises in the future. By fostering cooperation between health agencies globally, we can ensure a swift response to emerging diseases. In the future, this approach could save lives by helping us detect and manage new diseases earlier. Overall, integrating social media insights into public health strategies could revolutionize disease response, improve communication, and enhance preparedness against future outbreaks.
That was Hamid Zulbanin of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.